Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Dee Reese is not new to any award season. She's actually won 4 Primetime Emmy Awards, including the Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Television Movie. Hey, who could forget her 2015 film Bessie, which premiered on HBO starring Queen Latifah as the iconic singer Bessie Smith. But it is the movie Mudbound that has made history because Dee Reese and Virgil Williams have been nominated for the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay for Mudbound, making Reese the first black woman to be nominated for any Academy Award in a writing category, and the nomination of Mary J. Blige for the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Mudbound makes Reese the first black woman to direct a film for which an actor or actress has been nominated for an Academy Award. I think that's a wow moment. Dee Reese.
So I wanted to have an old-fashioned movie, you know, with a sprawling ensemble. Like, to me, I saw the scope of this film and being in the relationships, not just in the setting. And so you're thinking about chemistry, so I knew I wanted Mary J. Blige for Florence because I knew I wanted a woman who could have a very reserved exterior but very vulnerable interior and like a raging in her life, and Mary has that. For Laura, I needed a woman who could be two women, and Carrie Mulligan goes from like Laura of the mind to Laura of the body. She does that very well. For the two sons, like, I loved Jason Mitchell from Straight Outta Compton, and although he's a younger guy, he has such a wisdom about him, and that's hard to find, that kind of wise eyes and like a young body, and like also like a sensitivity and like a vulnerability, like, you know, capacity for like male friendship. And for Garrett Hedlund, I liked him for Jamie because I imagine Jamie's character's going from dreamer to ghost. So I needed like someone who could feel disconnected and bring a haunted quality to his work. For Henry, I like Jason Clarke because he has a swaggering salt of the earth kind of quality to him. And then for Hap, I love Rob Morgan because I worked with him on Pariah, and just like the timbre of his voice also lent to this kind of feeling of coming up from the ground, of being gravelly, wiry, determined.
You know, Dee Reese actually started out as Spike Lee's intern back in the day, and I'll bet his chest is going to be big on Oscar Sunday. Hey, and don't forget to follow our live Twitter feeds from the red carpet and backstage. Check your local listings for the Academy Awards on ABC Sunday, March 4th. And I have to send out condolences to the family of Camille and Bill Cosby. They lost their daughter, Insa Cosby. She died last Friday at the age of 44. Insa was a yoga instructor at a studio just a few miles from the family compound in Shelburne Falls. Now, Andrew Wyatt, who is a spokesperson for the family, said Monday afternoon that her death was caused by renal failure. Apparently, Insa had suffered from kidney problems throughout her life. You know, her passing does come 1 month before Bill Cosby, her dad, is set to be retried on rape charges in Pennsylvania. Well, this is the second child the Cosbys have lost. Their son, Ennis, was murdered back in 1997 during that horrible botched carjacking here in L.A. Insa is survived not only by her parents, but her siblings, Erica, Aaron, and Evan, and her husband, Martin McLean. I do send out my sincere condolences to the family. It's a horrible thing to lose one child, but to have lost two, really tough. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you go to AURN.com, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter, @TanyaHollywood.